Yes.
You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
On the mic so clear, talking sports and the games we cheer, women and politics swirl in the air, Milwaukee nights he's always there, Monday through Friday he owns the wave, stories of the city where passion stays, from the course to the fields and city streets, Kyle's voice is the rhythm that repeats, tune in now, don't miss the vibe, Milwaukee's heartbeat on the line. Sports and women, politics too. Kyle's show is the life we pursue. He dives deep into the city, so from the Bucks to the Brewers, he plays his role. Breaking news and a witty spin. Kyle Wallace knows where to begin. Milwaukee skyline lights the dark. Every word hits like a spark. He's the pulse of the city's grind. Heartbeat on the line. Sports and women, politics too. Kyle's show is the life we pursue.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm Kyle Wallace, your host of Truth to Power. And we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. You can call in, text in. If you have any comments or thoughts on today's show, you can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Oh, not Damon Jones. Shout out to my producer, Rhea Riley, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hello, y'all.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Woo! Let me tell y'all, I came down here in a hurry. Running behind. Late, late, late. But a good show for y'all today. Now, yesterday, I started off the show and I asked Rhea and DJ Brothers D if they wanted some chocolate. Do y'all, here's the box that it came in. You see it?
See, that's what you should have done yesterday.
No, I forgot it upstairs. So, I mean, you got to trust me. You got to trust me. It was chocolate covered. It was milk, chocolate, and white confectionery pretzels. It was a chocolate covered pretzel. I gave it to Sherwin. He said, yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum. No. That's trust. That's trust.
No, you didn't say it was chocolate covered pretzels.
I didn't know it was chocolate covered. I knew it was chocolate. That's all I knew. That's all I knew.
You got to be more specific.
I got some upstairs, but I don't know if I want to give it to y'all based on the way y'all was acting yesterday.
Yeah, I still don't want any.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you some, DJ Brother Z. It was delicious. Delicious. But Truth Nation, today, to start off the show, there was some news that broke. So off the top, he's snacking on, Zach's snacking on them Doritos. But off the top today, Truth Nation, there was something that I saw in the news that I wanted to kind of address today. So off the top, wait a minute, did I tell people to listen on YouTube? I say go 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Make sure you give us a like, give us a share, and a subscribe. All right, off the top, let's go.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Truth Nation, what I got to get off my chest today is I just want to discuss some rumblings. There's been some rumblings about former state representative and former lieutenant governor of Wisconsin, Mandela Barnes, that he's gearing up to run for governor of Wisconsin. Now, listen, I don't want to knock, and I won't knock a black man for having dreams, aspirations, ambitions to reach for the top. I think that's fantastic when you are in a position where you can legitimately throw your name in a race and actually get people to vote for you. That is a blessing. And all my interactions with Mandela have been very pleasant, and I know he's very well liked by the establishment of the Democratic Party. So good for him. But like I have said many times over and over and over again, just because someone is, you know, likable or nice, it doesn't mean they need to be your elected official. I've said that many times on this show. Now, there was recently a Badger Battleground poll, which I've never heard a Badger Battleground poll until 3 weeks ago in October, early October, when it was released, which showed Mandela leading the Wisconsin Democratic field of potential candidates before he even entered the race. Again, that is a big deal. The big deal, and to me, for me, and I'm sure to him, it is a huge ego boost for him to say, okay, I haven't even discussed running for governor, and a poll put my name in there, and I was actually the leading candidate to actually, you know, potentially win the Democratic nomination to be governor of Wisconsin. That is a big deal. Now, personally, this is personally, I do not believe Mandela is a very good candidate. That's me personally. And I have many back and forth with a lot of different people, a lot of contentious conversations and some text messages with some people I know who knew Mandela. Some of my friends and family back in 2022, because I didn't believe he was a strong enough candidate at that time. And I felt like he shot himself in the foot by not riding the coattails of Governor Tony Evers and the successes of Governor Tony Evers. And also the fact that he was extremely well liked at the time. That's why Tony Evers coasted to becoming governor for a second term. So I thought he did a bad job. I thought his campaign was poor, a poorly ran campaign. Now, what we have to remember back in 2022, when Mandela did run for the United States Senate, the state of Wisconsin swept in 2022, except for one race. When we talk about the governor's race, the lieutenant governor's race, the state treasurer race, the state attorney general's race, Wisconsin swept all those races. The only race that Wisconsin did not win was the Ron Johnson versus Mandela Barnes race in 2022. Now, I must remind you, Tony Evers beat Tim Michaels back in 2022 by 90,000 votes. The Democratic governor in this state that is, you know, when you look at these presidential elections, the margins are about 25 to 30,000 votes. Tony Evers won the last election by almost 100,000 votes. The Democrats, every Democrat in the state won by a landslide except one, where Mandela lost to Ron Johnson by 26,000 votes. Now, what that means is 64,000 people went to the ballot box, approximately. Some people could have just not voted in that election, but we'll just say 64,000 people went to the ballot box and selected Democrat, 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 but then Republican when it came to the United States Senate and decided to choose Ron Johnson, who was an incumbent, over Mandela Barnes. See, that is significant. When I look at this and we relive history, is that a strong candidate has an opportunity to knock off somebody like Ron Johnson at the time, who was beatable. He was very beatable at the time. And I say this all because, Truth Nation, I just don't want us to allow for history to repeat itself. That is the biggest thing for me. And what Mandela has going for him is he looks the part. Let's be honest. Rhea, have you seen Mandela Barnes before?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you? Pretty good looking brother.
Mm-hmm.
Well put together brother.
Yep.
Got the name Mandela.
Yep.
I mean, and then on top of that, white folks, white liberals adore him. Like, he has a lot of good things going for him. I cannot deny that. And so that is the thing for me, is that I just, you know, if I felt like he could win the state, then cool, I would get behind it. But I have my concerns. I have my concerns. And I've talked about it before when it comes to these white liberals and the way they treat black folks sometimes. I talked about how Chris Larson disrespected Lena Taylor back in 2016 and then convinced Mandela to run against Lena for that state Senate seat, which he lost. And unfortunately, again, I wish he wouldn't have run against Lena. But that never really sat well with me because, again, the way I look at it is that if we have a sister like Lena Taylor who does a very good job in a seat, who actually represents her district, right, and she comes out and she shows up, I don't think we should – that's not a seat we go for. But I feel like Chris Larson convinced him to do this, and he did it, and then he lost the seat. And then he eventually became lieutenant governor years later. But again, my problem that I have with Chevy and the problem that I have with Mandela is the fact that I believe they just don't have the resume of success in order to put it up on a big stage where they can convince people that they're going to be able to lead whether the state or whether the city. In Chevy's case, it was the city. I didn't feel like he had a great resume or track record, but it's the city of Milwaukee. He's going to get supported, and I think he's done a good job. Regardless of some of the negatives people may talk about, and I may say, I think he's done a good job overall running this city, because the city is more than the north side of Milwaukee. The city has downtown. The city got the Fifth Ward. The city got the south side. The city got all these different areas, and I think he does a good job overall running the city of Milwaukee. But when I look at the state of Wisconsin, that is another beast. And for a black man to run for a statewide race, it's going to be a challenge. I talked about that with David Crowley. It's going to be an uphill battle. But when I look at Mandela, I say, just if you're going to run, go right ahead and do it. But make sure it is in your heart to run. Make sure it is the work that you want to do. Make sure there's a vision for Wisconsin that you want to see. Make sure that you really, truly want to lead the state. You don't just want the position because it's a position where, damn, I have a chance to be the governor, but damn, I have a chance to make a huge difference. And I believe that to be so. I don't know him like that, but I believe that to be so. But I'm apprehensive simply because I understand that white liberals in this state, white liberals, adore him. I understand here in the city of Milwaukee that it's a mixed bag. Personally, I believe that black people in the city of Milwaukee would probably end up voting for David Crowley more than they would for Mandela, but I don't know. We'll see. So again, I say, Mandela, if you want to run for the seat, go right ahead. Go right ahead, because you have dreams, you have ambitions, you have hopes, and you should be able to live those out. But I will caution folks, when it comes time to voting, Truth Nation, when it comes time to make decisions, make sure y'all do your homework. Evaluate who you believe can actually get things done. Evaluate the track record. Do a Google search of just finding out, you know, what laws people got passed. How many coat bills did people co-sponsor? What was the impact that people had? That's all I ask y'all to do. Don't just vote for somebody that the Democrats tell you to vote for. Don't just vote for somebody because you like them. Vote for somebody who you believe will get the job done. Because the last time I seen him run for an election, it was not a successful campaign. He doesn't have a good track record with that. Because when you run a campaign, you can't just have someone up there talking about their mom was a teacher and their dad worked third shift. That's not a strong campaign strategy. And we saw what happened in 2022, and I want to caution y'all that we could repeat that in 2026. I just don't want that to happen. I do not want that to happen. So again, brother, get in the race all you want, but I'm just telling y'all, Truth Nation, just be weary of this. Let's evaluate all the candidates. I personally, I say right now, based off the candidates in the field, there is one candidate to me that shines above the rest, and this is David Crowley. And I've said it before, I thought Josh Call and David Crowley were the best two candidates that we could possibly have. Josh Call decided that he's going to run for state attorney general again. He's won statewide, Josh Call, and I thought he would have been a great candidate because of name recognition. When you look at Tony Evers, before he was governor, he was the state superintendent. He was able to win in rural areas. He was able to connect with the rural folks, and he was able to win the state twice. And that's what it comes down to. And the next governor of Wisconsin is going to play a significant role in the direction of where this state goes. So it's so important that we don't just throw our vote in one place, but we actually throw our vote at somebody who we believe can win the state of Wisconsin, but also could lead the state of Wisconsin. So that is my off the top for today. Not telling Mandela not to run. You can do what you want to do. But I'm just saying, Truth Nation, let's just be very, very weary, and let's make sure that we're evaluating all options before we make any decision. And I'm not openly endorsing nobody at this point, because I don't think I might. My endorsement means nothing, to be honest. I'm just a person. But I will say who I like. And right now, currently, the person that I like the most is David Crowley. So I just want Wisconsin not to go red with the governor. Because when Scott Walker was governor, it was hell. I never forget how Scott Walker, before he ran for president, you know, I'm not a big gambling guy. Though I did hit yesterday. My parlay missed by 4 points. Had a five-leg parlay. $10 could have been $125. Oh, well. But then I had another one on the app I have. They gave me $20 to bet with. 20 and win 71, so I won $71. Guess what my baby girl said? What we going to eat at? I said, damn, girl, what we going to eat at? Can I just put it in my account?
Where you going to go eat?
I don't know. We got to figure it out. We doing a date night now. I thought I was good to go. Now I got to plan a date night with the money that I won.
As you should. But I also didn't know you gambled like that.
No, I don't gamble like that. But, I mean, I go to Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Have a lot of their sports book is beautiful. Beautiful. And I mean, I don't gamble like that, but I think it's fun. I would say make sure you gamble responsibly. I'm not doing $100 at a time. Like, I know somebody who said they put 10 down, 130, 100. Why are you shaking your head like that? What do you? Oh, they bet $10 and they did a parlay and they picked all these games. And so basically they said, oh, the Packers are going to win by this much. The Brewers are going to win by this much. Aaron Rodgers is going to throw for these many touchdown passes. They just put it all in there and they hit every one. And so they put down $10 and they won $3,100. Yeah, is right. Right. Let me tell you, I was stressing about $125, $3,100. I would have been sweating. I was watching that Bucks game yesterday. I said, I got to turn it off. I need 4 more points. And then I hit on another one. So it's definitely fun. Definitely say be responsible. And Potawatomi is super dope. I love being there. But anyways, Truth Nation, again, that was my warning. Rhea, have you thought about who you're voting for in the governor election, or no, it's too early? Gubernatorial?
Too early, but probably most likely David Crowley.
I just want to vote for a black man.
I mean, he's done good work. I've met him. He's nice.
Yeah, you can actually research and look at what he's done.
Yeah, it makes it even better.
Yeah, because some people you can't. And trust me, I tried.
What have you been looking up?
One day I'll share when I was trying to ask ChatGPT for some things people passed, and ChatGPT said, I'm digging. I can go manually comb through some stuff. I can't say that they haven't co-sponsored anything, but based off my research, I haven't been able to find anything. I'll tell that story one day. But 833-212-1017. On the other side, Truth Nation, I got another story to tell. I had a whole show I was planning. I get a text message from my boy. And my boy was like, ain't no way in the world white privilege happened like this. This is ain't no way. Ain't no way this white boy got off like this. So when we come back, I'm going to give y'all an example of white privilege right here in the city of Milwaukee. And I'm not even mad at it. It's just funny. So on the other side, make sure y'all tune in, because we're going to have some audio and some video for y'all to hear about white privilege working at its best. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. I might start selling drugs.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Milwaukee, get ready for the event of the season. The Greater Milwaukee Urban League's annual Black and White Ball returns on November 1st at the Baird Center. That's next week. Step onto the red carpet for glamorous photos and exclusive interviews with MC Denise Thomas, CEO of the Effective Communication Coach. Dance the night away to national recording artist Sean Hinton. Explore the Entrepreneurship Connections Gallery, celebrating Milwaukee's entrepreneurial spirit. Your ticket supports life-changing programs in employment, education, and economic vibrancy throughout our community. Event chairs include former Molson Coors president and then also the CEO of Royal Capital, Kevin Newell. Wear your most elegant black and white attire for an unforgettable evening of style, substance, and community impact. Reserve your seats now at gmul.org. That is gmul.org. The Black and White Ball, November 1st, where Milwaukee's community leaders and businesses come together to build brighter futures. Greater Milwaukee Urban League, empowering communities and changing lives. Damn, that was a mouthful. Cut that out. Don't send the damn that was a mouthful, Rhea. I appreciate that. But it's a fantastic event. I love going to it. I don't know if I'm actually going this year, though. Don't know. Do not know. But 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power, coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Make sure y'all watching streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe. Now, let me tell y'all something about white privilege. That is something else. So I don't know if y'all seen the news story today. Even Rhea said something about this to me today. So the FBI is on one today and yesterday. They've been, this must be the time of the year. The holiday season, before the holiday season, it's the crackdown season. And you have seen the headlines about the raids that are taking place across America right now. And current NBA player and coach, well, I should say former NBA player and current coach, Chauncey Billups was raided. Terry Rozier, NBA player, was raided. And also, Damon Jones, who used to play for the Milwaukee Bucks, was part of the raid as well. And they were raided in their role in a mafia gambling ring. A mafia gambling ring is wild. It sounds like they were going to these gambling rings where they were the face card, as in, hey, you get to gamble with Chauncey Billups, but the game was rigged. Very interesting. They probably just like, hey, we're going to pay you to show up here. Who knows how much they knew? We'll find out. But in addition to that, Truth Nation, there was also an FBI raid which took place here in Milwaukee and in Racine yesterday, and it was called Operation Chalkline, where the FBI seized more than 260 grams of fentanyl, which is good, thank goodness, 4 kilograms of cocaine, 1.5 pounds of methamphetamines, 6 pounds of marijuana, and 23 firearms and 3 vehicles. That is a bust down. That is huge. They also arrested 22 people. This was a multi-year investigation which culminated in all of that happening yesterday. Now, that was the headline. But today, I told y'all, I was getting ready for the show, minding my own business, and I got sent a video from my boys, and they just said, boy, oh boy, this is white privilege at its finest. So Truth Nation, what I want y'all to do is I want y'all to go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And the video I'm going to play is absolutely unbelievable. It is unbelievable. I just want y'all to listen up, because the story is supposed to be about the raid that got them 1.5 pounds of methamphetamine, 6 pounds of marijuana, 23 firearms, 3 cars that they got, 260 grams of fentanyl, 4 kilograms of cocaine. Like, that's a lot of stuff. Like, I don't do the drugs. But I'm sure that's a lot of stuff. But there was somebody who was arrested yesterday that had an opportunity to go on the news and talk about his experience. So go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube, or turn up your radio or turn up your app to hear the story about white privilege here in Wisconsin.
Wake-up call today in what's typically a quiet Milwaukee neighborhood.
FBI agents with guns drawn during a raid at a River West home. 12 News' TJ Dysart is joining us live tonight near Pierce and Center. TJ, a chaotic morning for neighbors there.
Yeah, Deanna, one neighbor calling it a scene out of a movie. One of the men seen in handcuffs speaking exclusively with 12 News after his release this afternoon.
It's a quiet Wednesday morning at this River West neighborhood at Pearson Center.
That is, until the FBI shows up.
There was a large bang.
Flash grenades, federal agents, and a large armored vehicle swarming around this home just before 7:30 a.m.
There's the bang of the flash grenade, and I look out the window, and there's five red dots on my face.
That's 35-year-old Ryan Porter, one of the men at the center of this raid, talking one-on-one with 12 News hours after agents hauled him away.
Walk downstairs and, there's guns everywhere.
You can see him here, hands in the air, later in this video, handcuffed. He says he was driven away to the FBI field office in St. Francis.
I think this is a little excessive, you guys, but I mean, come to find out, you know, they did a bunch of raids this morning because they are trying to knock down this network of narcotic dealers, traffickers, and things like that.
Porter says agents questioned him for nearly 7 hours before letting him go.
They didn't charge you with anything.
No, they told me they didn't have an indictment against me. They were tapping my phone for 6 weeks.
They told you that?
They told me they were tapping my phone. And they were surveilling my house on Center Street for like 6 weeks.
Check out this neat pile they left everything in.
Porter showed us this video of the aftermath of his home after he says agents searched for drugs.
Even though I told them the code to my safe, they blasted it open.
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling?
Yeah,
drug
I sell weed.
That's it.
Yeah, so a little cocaine.
But says he isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent then, basically.
I mean, it more or less, like I'm small potatoes.
Go back, right, go back. Just wait a minute now. Wait a minute now. Okay, I told you I don't know much about the drugs. But Rhea, go back to when he asked him, "Do you know of any drug dealing?" I just go back a little. I want to hear this again, Rhea.
So you're innocent then, basically.
I mean, it more or less, like I'm small potatoes.
Back more. I want back more.
All right, TJ,
I want
a lot.
Back more.
Even though I told them the code to my safe, they blasted it open.
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling? Or
yeah,
drug
I sell weed.
That's it.
Yeah, so a little cocaine.
But says he...
Hell yeah, I sell weed. I sell a little cocaine. I ain't never in my life... Truth Nation, I'm baffled. I have never in my life heard somebody go on camera and say, "Hell yeah, I sell weed. I sell a little cocaine." But this man got to go home. Wait a minute. So let me just get this straight. Thank you, Rhea. I was so... I was baffled. So wait a minute. Just hear me out, Truth Nation, okay? They tapped his phone for 6 weeks. They monitored his movements for 6 weeks. So they knew he was moving drugs and doing all this stuff. They bust him down. They interrogated him for 7 hours, and they let him walk free, okay? So they knew he was selling drugs. And then after he gets let free, this white boy go on TV, and they said, "Well, you don't know anything about selling drugs." A regular person... or a regular drug dealer would say, "Oh, I don't know what you talking about. They just didn't arrest me." Nope, he said, "Hell yeah, I sell weed. And I sell a little cocaine." How is this man free right now? I don't understand. Usually, like, if you get pulled over and you got a little marijuana in your car and you driving in an area that, you know, marijuana's illegal, you usually get pulled over, they'll arrest you. I don't know from experience, I don't. But I know some folks who do. They arrest you. They take you to jail, they write you a ticket, you post bail, you got to deal with the court system. This man was moving drugs in a minute to it and got to go home after being interrogated for 7 hours. And he bragged about it. He made a mockery of this. This is hilarious. 833-212-1017. Have y'all ever heard of something like this happening before? Because again, maybe I'm missing something. Again, I don't know much about drugs. I'm just being honest, okay? I don't know how it works. I do know that I knew some people that did some stuff. Well, wait a minute. I did years ago know some people that did some stuff. Easy money. Quick money. I mean, it was like, dang, y'all really doing it. And I'm talking about some kids who were in college at a very prestigious college here selling drugs, a local drug dealer. And so, I felt like if you ever got caught, you would get in trouble. So I was very confused. So 833-212-1017. Is that unusual for somebody to admit that they sold cocaine, which the last time I checked, cocaine is illegal? Is that usual for somebody who sells cocaine and sells weed to admit that and not be arrested? Again, 833-212-1017. When I heard this story, I was just flabbergasted. in a way that he was just with so much excitement. Hell yeah, I sell weed and a little cocaine. Let me confirm. Maybe I'm lost on this. Let me ask ChatGPT. Is cocaine illegal to sell in Wisconsin? Let's see what my phone says here. Let's see. It says, yes, it is illegal to sell cocaine in Wisconsin. The state treats cocaine as a Schedule II controlled substance, and penalties for manufacturing or selling it are severe, varying based on the amount involved. Okay. So it sounds to me like, oh boy, just admitted to committing a crime, but somehow the FBI let him go. Rhea, when you heard, and this is your first time hearing this, I told you, I didn't want you to listen to this, because I said, Rhea, I got something for you. What went through your mind when that man sat there and said, I sell marijuana? Hell yeah, I sell marijuana and a little cocaine.
He's bold. Couldn't be me. I ain't rap my own self out.
Dude, that's privilege can go to your mind. Obviously, drugs are going to his mind too, but privilege can go to your mind. When you just sit there on TV like, what you going to do in court? They going to play Exhibit A. You going to be like, listen, I was just joking for the cameras. Come on now. 833-212-1017. Black Conscious, what are your thoughts on the, I guess what you would say, call them the white boy drug dealer? Yeah. What's up, Black Conscious?
Well, I tell you, I think he would have got locked up if he would say, yeah, I sell crack. Because, you know, crack is looked upon as over cocaine, because half them agents probably do cocaine. So, you know, it gives a little leeway there. But had he said crack, he'd have been held off. And let's keep it 100, Kyle. This guy is probably an informant for him to be let go like that.
Yeah, he snitched on some people now. He snitched on some people.
Oh, he snitched on his dealer. He snitched on who he's getting his supplies from. That's the only way he was able to stand there and say what he said in the manner that he said it, and not even sweating, not even trying to hide or contain his identity.
Not at all.
Not at all, brother.
He better be getting witness protection.
And I'm gonna give you, I'm gonna give you a word of advice. Never say you're gonna sell drugs, because you said it just like the best said it. You get more time for marijuana than you do for murder. So don't do that, brother. Stay positive.
I know. I didn't say I was gonna sell drugs. I said back in the day when I saw people selling drugs, I said, "Damn, they making a lot of money." I wouldn't listen. I'll be honest. I'm not built for jail. What the hell? What? I'm not doing that. I'm not fighting and wrestling for my life. I'm not gonna sit there walking around not showering for years. I understand myself. I don't break the rules. I ain't doing that. I ain't never did a drug. I ain't never sold a drug. Bought a drug. I ain't never did none of that. So no, I'm not. Not for me. I thought it was interesting. I couldn't believe it. I had a whole show that I was going to do, and I'm going to get to this next topic, but that one, Rhea, was that worth the derailment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I
that's
just
insane.
And I was going to hold it till tomorrow, but I said, nah, I that is crazy. So 833-212-1017. That is privilege at its best. Is it not?
It is. I don't see him being free after this.
I would hope not. Jeffrey Norman. I don't want to be a snitch either.
He already did it himself?
Yeah, he did. He did. Jeffrey, get on the job. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. On the other side, we will continue with another conversation as well. Y'all can text in at 833-212-1017, or y'all can hit us up on the 1017 The Truth chat. That was hilarious. But when we come back, the last little story I want to talk about for the day, it would take us to church. And I guess people are thinking that the church is condemning people. What's new? This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. A pastor's asking for $2,000. Would you give it to him?
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, do not hesitate to make one call, that's all, because they will help you. They will take care of you. And what's great about Gruber Law Offices, you see them in the community, you see the billboards, you see them at Bucks games like last night, right? It's because they care about the community, but more importantly, they fight for those who are injured in accidents. So if you or a loved one is ever injured, Don't mess around. Make one call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices, because they will provide the best care, the best service, and the best representation, because it is the priority. And always know there is no cost to call them, consult with them, or to retain them as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. Get with the team that gets the best results by calling 414-276-6666 or visiting gruber-law.com. It's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And on the other side, I was talking about the drug dealer in Milwaukee that got raided by the FBI. And after he got raided by the FBI, he decided that he was going to continue to tell the news station that he sells weed, he sells, and he sells cocaine. And I just said, boy, privilege must be nice. But now I want to talk about the church and religion, okay? Because at times, religion can be very, very tricky at times. And listen, I am a firm believer in myself, and I believe the foundation. I know the foundation of my moral compass that I have comes from coming up in the church here as a kid. And I mean, we weren't like Bible thumpers. We were just folks that went to church, who prayed to God, and who believed in Jesus Christ. That's what it is, right? And for me, I think that there are some leaders of the church who use it as a means to get rich by spreading the word versus using it as an opportunity to enrich others by spreading the word. And that is what I think causes a lot of friction when it comes to the thoughts about the church. And there are many stories about these millionaire pastors who are asking their pulpit for large sums of money, many of them asking for private jets, many of them driving luxury cars, many of them, you know, having big houses and living, to me, what I would think is a very unnecessary lifestyle for someone who believes their calling is preaching the word. But again, that is just my opinion. I can't just be counting people's pockets. Now, earlier this week, we saw a video from Marvin Winans, who's a singer, pastor, and he's a pastor of a church called Perfecting Christ in Detroit. Now, there was a video which showed him apparently shaming a member of his church for giving $1,200 and not the $2,000 he had instructed them to do. Now, that video went viral with people questioning why. Why would a pastor shame somebody for giving $1,000? Now, I want to play this video, but I want to play the whole interaction because there has been some back and forth about what really happened and what the reaction should be. So, again, I want y'all to go to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. So y'all have an opportunity to watch this video, and I'm going to play it in full because, again, he was, you know, he was a little upset that people weren't looking at the whole video. So we're going to play the whole video. We got a 90-second clip of Pastor Marvin Winans, him requesting $2,000 from his parishioners.
Ask those that are here today that are prepared to give their sacrificial seed of giving of $1,000 plus one. If you're here, join me in the center aisle now. Let's give God praise as they come.
Hey, Roberta McCoy, given faith and stand in unity with the vision of perfecting church of sowing this seed of $1,000 plus $235 and receiving the blessings to come to all that participated.
Now that's only $1,200.
Yes.
Y'all not listening to what I'm saying. If you have $1,000 plus $1,000.
Okay. Well, right. I'm gonna work on the other 800.
Well, that ain't what I asked you to do.
That ain't what I asked you to do. Now, a lot of people saw this and were upset about the way the pastor reacted. Now, for me, my first reaction when I saw this and I heard this, my first reaction was, dang, he asked for how much money? Because I ain't never heard my pastor, Pastor Shaw, St. Matthew CME Church here in Milwaukee. I ain't never heard him ask for $1,000. I ain't never heard him ask for $2,000. So I thought, what a blessing it is to be at a church where people can afford to give their tithes or their offerings of $2,000 to the pastor. I thought the pastor, a pastor asking for $100 was a lot of money until I heard this. And in his defense, he did specify what he wanted people to do. He said, I need y'all to give me $2,000, right? If you got, give me $1,000 plus $1,000, then come up. And she did not pay attention. She did not listen. And so sometimes when I see things, and I think people just want to be mad at the church. And I understand in this situation, he said, hey, I told you this. You know, I said 2,000 to y'all. Don't be listening. I think that was a little disrespectful, but you know how some people get. Some people like to joke around. Some people like to play around. Some people like to be funny. He got some giggles. But I did think it was a tad bit disrespectful, especially with somebody offering $1,200. But I just think there are many times that some people just want to be so upset at the church and find reasons to get mad at the church. And I do believe that this is another situation and scenario where people just want to find a reason or an excuse to come at the church. But again, 833-212-1017, do y'all think the pastor was wrong for correcting her the way that he did? Because I am curious about that, because it lit the internet on fire. So 833-212-1017, Carolyn in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts about the pastor saying what he said?
He was wrong, and his approach, this is why the young people don't go to church. God ain't never told those pastors to get up there and milk people out of no money. He did instruct people to pay 10% of their earnings in tithes. Anything else is a gift. All these prosperity preachers, this is why our young people don't believe in. He was wrong. You don't dress nobody down like that. She brought what she could. He should have told her, thank you, sister. Mm-hmm. I appreciate your gift. I'm going to pray for you, okay?
Carolyn, I appreciate
you. She was wrong. Got order.
Now, yeah, Carolyn, that was my first reaction with that. That was my first reaction with that is because I thought that was a little, the way he did it was a little aggressive, and with somebody offering $1,200, I thought that was very generous of somebody to offer, and I thought he definitely could approach it another way. And I think there's things like this, right? Like in this situation, I think he was trying to be funny. I think he should have probably took a more respectful way to go about it. But at the end of the day, I do think these are the type of things that allow for people to jump on it. But 833-212-1017. Minister Kevin, what's happening, Minister Kevin? Thank you so much for calling in today.
Hey, Kyle. Nice. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, I do want to talk about that. Like you said it first, right? You said it right the first time. You said that people try to find a reason to look down on the church, and that's what people are doing. You see the whole scope of what Pastor Winer said. He was directing people to get in the line if you had 2,000, you know, 1,000 plus another 1,000, or whatever. You had 4,000 or 5,000, you get in the line now. And then he was doing it in increments. And then later, you would call the one who had 1,000 and less than 1,000, you know, and then it goes down in increments. So they take the clip, one clip of what he done, and I do want to say that I don't agree with taking up an offering like that. I would never do such a thing because your offer should be private. No one should be in a line at all saying how much money they give, because your offering only need to be known by God, not by any man, any pastor, nobody. I disagree with the way he took off the offering, but I'm not going to say that he was berating her by telling her that she was not listening, because he wanted specific people in the line at that mm-hmm. moment.
Yep.
And then later, she would have had a line. She would have came in.
Now, Minister Kevin, do you think there's sometimes things like this? Because I understand, I think people attack the church for that reason. Do you think there are some pastors out there that give the church a black eye with their approach to certain things?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They do it all the time. And when you look at one person who does it, everybody just take that opportunity to talk about all the churches. But they won't do that same thing if they go to a club. One club don't have this for them. They're not going to say, well, I'm not going to any clubs. Or I see the one club owner, he's driving an Excalibur, and he's driving the Bentley, he's driving this. I'm not going to that club because he's just using all my money. You don't care.
That's true.
You don't care what he does with the money. But it's different at the church.
That's
you
true.
You will, pastor got to drive a Toyota to please you.
That's true.
That's ridiculous.
I appreciate you, Minister Kevin. I think Minister Kevin just made a great point that I want to hit on. It's about counting people's pockets and looking at what people drive and the lavish lifestyle. Because that is something that does bother me. But again, it's because of the church that I came up in. It wasn't about the money. It was about the word. And so there's some controversy that happened earlier this year with some churches here in Milwaukee that I want to touch on. Just to see how people make a mountain out of a molehill. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wall. We're going to talk about the church for the last 3 minutes of the show.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and the Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
1, 2, 3 Ho.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. And today, again, we had a fun conversation. We had a really fun conversation, but also we're talking about this pastor. Y'all got a lot to say about the pastor Winans and the way he approached the situation where he asked his parishioners to give $2,000, which I thought was a lot of money, but asked them for $2,000, and a woman came up and said, I got $1,000 plus another $200 on the $234 as well. He said, no, you ain't listening. I said, this is for $2,000. For $2,000. $1,000 going to come later. And so, for me, when I look at it, is I just think that there's a lot of people that want to be mad at the church. And I remember back when there was a lot of noise about Christian faith, and they were raising the money for a family, right? They raised money for the family, and instead of giving her all the money, they wanted to give it to her in installments, increments. And she was mad about that. She came to Tory Lowe, asked Tory Lowe for help. And people were talking so much about that to the point where I even got a statement emailed to me from the church. And I said, whoa, what's all this? They were trying to tell me, like, oh, no, that's not true. That the story, I said, okay. But people were mad about that, right? The church did a good thing to help the woman, but then people were mad because they didn't give her money right away, and I thought maybe it was in her best interest. And then people, I remember, got mad at Evolve Church for charging for their New Year's Day party that they had to begin this year. And again, I didn't see the problem for charging people to come to a party, a fundraiser for the church where they had to have expenses, but people were all mad and up in arms. I just feel like people are so quick to rebuke the church. And all this becomes a story, which in my mind shouldn't become that big of a story. And I think there is so much mistrust of the church in our community, and a lot of that has to do with these pastors and the lifestyles that they live. The lavish lifestyles that they live. I'll be honest. I remember when I went to a church around Milwaukee one time because they had an awards event that my mother got an award at, and I just remember the pastor was leaving in a Bentley, and I said, whoa. I think a lot of pastors around there want to have their cake and eat it too. And that bothers me. Because for me, I don't like how parishioners come to church and they live their life and you ask them to give. But then when they give, the money isn't given back to the community as a whole. Some of it is given back to the leaders of the church, which they should be paid. But let's at some point, if a pastor can drive a Bentley, if a pastor can buy a five-bedroom house out in the suburbs, then obviously, there's something going on here where too much money is being put in their pockets and it's not being put back into the community. But maybe that's just me. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I appreciate y'all, Truth Nation, for tapping in and tuning in. You can always go back and listen to your favorite 1017 The Truth shows by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube or downloading the award-winning 1017 The Truth app as well. Truth Nation, y'all have a beautiful, blessed rest of y'all day. The Tory Lowe Show is up next. Peace out. I will see y'all tomorrow. St. Louis, Houston, Dallas.